The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are elementary school principal Dee Budd. We have sixth grade teacher Billy Carroll and sixth grade student Noah Bradley. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Well, I welcome all of you to Super Chat. Dee, to start our show off today, I wanted to ask you to share the iRead and iLearn testing details with our listeners. What can you share with us about these two state-required testing cycles that are coming up?
Well, Gary, the first one that comes up is our iRead. We start it actually the week before our spring break. And iRead is the test that is for third graders, and it's all reading skills. And typically, if a student doesn't pass iRead, they would not move on to fourth grade. With it, there are some exceptions. Last year, they started giving it to second grade as well, which some people think, well, that's a test for second grade. That, you know, why are we doing that? But the good thing is that gives students more chances to pass the test by the time they get to third grade, which will hopefully reduce those retentions. So we are actually giving it to our second and third graders this year, and it doesn't affect the second grade if they don't pass it, but it will help them if they do pass it. They don't have to take it as a third grade. And then we also have, of course, the iLearn that comes up, and that is for grades 3 through 6 in our building. And that's for reading, math, science, and social studies, depending on what grade you're in. In our building, it usually lasts about two and a half weeks by the time we get all the makeups done and so forth. But this year, I did start something new to kind of help us prepare for those tests. We're doing a program called Study Island. Study Island is Indiana standards, and it's all student-led right now. And what I've done is I've got bingo cards with all of the standards in this program. So kids on their own will do all of the standards and all the activities, and they get their bingo cards marked off. And once they have a completed bingo card, they come to the office, they get a certificate, and they also get a drink of their choice, and they get put up on our soaring student board. So that's been a very big hit. So that's for kindergarten through sixth grade. So I really think that's helping students to kind of, you know, do some things on their own that the teachers may not have time to do to get us ready for these tests.
Sure. Now, just for clarification, the iLearn test in the other school applies to the 7th and 8th graders as well?
That is correct. 7th, 8th, and 9th, actually. So, yes.
Oh, 9th grade. Okay. Well, is there anything special that a student can do to prepare for these tests?
Nothing specific. It's a year-long process. I mean, it starts from the first day of school and, you know, goes until we test. So the teachers do all kinds of things, obviously, but this Study Island that I'm doing is something that it can help the kids, and it is on them to do it. It's just something that they take initiative to do. So, you know, just normal things for kids, doing your homework and studying for tests. Those are all normal things that'll help you on these on this iLearn test.
Is the Study Island, is it something that is wider spread and used at various school districts?
It is becoming more popular. That is correct. It is an Edmentum program, and Edmentum has several different programs. It is one of them that is becoming very popular, and it actually goes up to 12th grade. So it's a K through 12 program.
What's your impression of the Study Island so far? Quite helpful?
I think it's going to be very helpful. You know, we're just now really initiating it this year. I think it's going to take some time for, you know, us to get in the habit of using it. But it is a very rigorous program. It's got some challenging things. I see good things coming with it. And there's a lot of things the teachers can do with it as well to use it in the classroom. We just haven't quite gotten there yet because it is new for us.
Yeah, of course. Well, anything new, it does take time to settle in. But that sounds very positive and I think quite helpful for students.
It is.
Well, Billy, let me turn to you. You are a new sixth grade teacher at Jacksonville Schools. How are things going so far for you?
Really good. I just like being closer to home. That was the main reason that I wanted to come to Jacksonville. I like the small classes with the students and focusing on one and two subjects.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, I've heard that you have created a new elementary school Rube Goldberg team. Explain what this team is all about.
It's fifth and sixth graders, and we could have up to seventh and eighth graders, but unfortunately for us in the first year, we only got fifth and sixth graders. We all come together once a week and starting twice a week, and we are trying to create a machine to do an ordinary task. So something that we find really easy to do, we have to create a machine, and we need a minimum of 10 steps to create the task at hand.
I did a slight bit of research for another school where I was doing an interview story about Rube Goldberg. He was an actual person. He was a real person. Did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't actually until I was asked to start this. And then he made, I think, comics and stuff.
He was what we would call today quite a character.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, now, numerous schools, including yours, you have competition meetups, and you are hosting the March competition. What is the date, time, and place of that?
It is March 4th, which is a Saturday, and it starts at 10:30 a.m. at our Jackson Elementary School.
And how long does that typically last? Till noon, maybe?
Yeah, I'm thinking it'll be probably an hour and a half, 2 hours. But we'll get here actually at 8 in the morning to start setting our machine up. And fortunately for us is we don't have to move our machine very far. We just have to move it down the hall to the gym.
Oh, sometimes life's easy.
Right.
Right. Well, how many students overall do you have involved on your elementary school team?
Eight. We have eight students.
Are they liking it?
They are. I think at first we were all kind of confused at first on what to do, and the task was hard. But as we've gotten going, gotten our supplies, they've really taken over, and the teamwork's been awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's challenging, to say the least, and I think you learn a lot from that. Well, let me turn to Noah, who is a member of the team. Noah, you are involved in the Rube Goldberg team, as I mentioned. So describe what takes place at a competition. I mean, in this particular one, what will be your team's task?
We will be trying to make a complex machine that will build a, like, Lunchable.
Really? Give me some details there. A Lunchable. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, like, basically, it has to build the Lunchable, and we can't touch it at all.
Is this your first year being involved with anything like Rube Goldberg?
Yeah, it is.
What do you think so far? You liking it?
Yeah, I like it.
I would think that you kind of become closer friends working as a team, don't you?
Yeah.
That's a cool thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you say is your most favorite thing about being involved in Rube Goldberg?
My favorite thing would probably be, like, having to come up with the idea of how stuff would react to other things.
Mm-hmm. Do you like building things in general?
Yeah, I don't do it too often, though.
Yeah, well, that could change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is all great. It's so cool to hear that you have a new elementary school level Rube Goldberg team. I think you will learn a lot from this, and you'll have a lot of fun. And you get to meet people from other schools. That's always a positive, I think. You get ideas off of each other, and I wish you well in the competition. Well, this has been both an informative and a fun conversation. I got to say, I really like all the Rube Goldberg activities. If I were a kid, I'd be all over it. But good show today, guys. And I'd like to thank each of you for joining me here on Super Chat.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us, email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.